I just don't know. I haven't never been to many of those kind of things.
What do you call a spirit, a hobgoblin, to threaten children with? You might say to a child, you'd better behave, or what will get you?
You get boogerman.
Okay.
We'd say boogerman.
If a friend knocked on your front door on Christmas morning, how would you greet that friend? What would you say to him?
On a Christmas morning? Well, I just don't know.
Well, you wouldn't say Happy Thanksgiving. You'd say
Happy Christmas or something. What would you say? Happy.
Well, you might say Christmas gift, or you might say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yeah, that would be all right, wouldn't it? Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that'd be it. Merry Christmas.
Okay. If you had a very heavy suitcase, you had to move it from one place to another, you might say, "I wish I didn't have to." What suitcase?
Lug this thing around.
Okay. What do you call an animal with a very hard shell that lives in the water? It can draw its four legs and its head and its tail completely inside.
I would call that a... a turtle.
Okay. And what about the same thing that lives on land?
A gopher.
What do you call the insides of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlins.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yellow of an egg.
Okay.
That's what I always would call it.
Well, that's what it is.
It's yellow, yeah. No matter how you take it, yep, all yellow.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Upper part. Well, I just don't know. That would be, that wouldn't be a stomach.
No, I mean, like maybe above his waist, from the waist
chest.
Up. Okay. What do you call a small flat-bottom craft with oars that you use on a lake?
I don't know.
Well, what could you go out on a lake in?
A boat or a flat. We used to go crossing flats.
Okay.
We'll cross the river.
What's the difference between a boat and a flat?
Well, flats is just like a wagon body, just on the water.
So it's just a flat boat then?
Yeah, it's they call them flats. And a boat, you see, they have sides. You have to oar those boats, you see,
well,
if you don't have a motor.
How do you move a flat? With poles or with oars?
No oars.
Uh-huh.
You
does
know,
it have regular
paddles.
Does it have regular oar locks in it, like an oar?
No, you have to work them by hand.
Oh.
That's the way we used to cross the river.
Really?
They'd have oars, you know, that a man would get on one side. Well, one man could do it. They could oar it across the river.
Uh-huh.
With big old paddle, long paddles. And a
see,
boat.
I've never heard of a flat before.
You hadn't. Oh, well, we used to go to Tattnall from here, and we'd put the mule and the wagon, or the buggy, on the flat.
How did the mule like that?
Well, they just came in there and hit you.
You wouldn't get scared?
No, couldn't move out.
Uh-huh. Gee, yeah. That is interesting. I've never heard about that kind of a ferry.
Well, I've been across them.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, I learned something new.
And the boats, you can use those paddles. You see, you paddle a boat. We did. We crossed some boats, too.
Uh-huh. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
You mean, there's several covers. There's if it's feathers, you have to use a ticking.
No. What you put outside the ticking. What you just drop the pillow into, and you have to change them every now and then.
Oh, pillowcase.
Okay. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say that certainly is a pretty, what?
Necklace you have on.
Okay, but if you wanted to say a pretty something of beads, what would you say?
Those are beautiful beads you have on.
Yeah. But would you say a string of beads or a pair of beads? Or
pair of beads.
Okay. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might...